Are you feeling okay? So good to be together, and we're going to continue our series on the kingdom of God, knowing that this is important truth for us to understand, because as Jesus teaches us, the more we understand, the more we pursue, the more we seek the kingdom of God, as he says in Matthew chapter 6. The more we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that's the key in our lives to unlocking all these things. How many of you are with me and you're ready for all these things? And here's a huge truth about the kingdom of God. A couple of truths. One is God sees more in you than you see in yourself. And there's so much more for your life. There's no one in this place that has reached your capacity yet. The kingdom of God is a growing place. And we learn that in the chapter that we've been in for a few weeks now, Matthew chapter 13. If you want to open your Bible, if you have your study guide, the scriptures we're going to look at are there. Or if you have your Bible or you have your device with you that has the Bible, it'll help if you just open it up, because Matthew chapter 13 is a very important teaching that Jesus gives. As over and over again, he says, the kingdom of God is like this, and the kingdom of God is like this, and the kingdom of God is like this. And he uses similes, symbols of what the kingdom of God is like. And the first teaching is about, that we did a couple of weeks ago, is about the sower who goes out and he sows seed, and the seed falls on different kind of soil. And so in the first story, there is the sower, there is seed, and there's soil. And then the last time we were together talking about this, the second story is about a sower and seed and soil. And just in case you haven't got it yet, the third story that we're going to look at today, there is, anyone? A sower, yes, there is. There is seed, yes? The smartest people come to this service. They're just the smartest people come here. And these three things are key to our understanding. So as he talks about the kingdom of God, there's a sower. Who is the sower? Yeah, Christ, the Lord, or Jesus. There is seed. What is the seed? The word, his truth. And there is soil. And what is soil? It's us. Oh, we call it our soul. It's who we are at our very essential elements, our intellect, our emotion, our will. It's what God created. In fact, this is really the story of Genesis. In the opening act of the Bible, what does God do? He creates us, humanity, out of what? Out of the soil. He does that by his word. He let there be, the word of creation, and the sower is the source of all. He's the creator. So he says, I want you to understand that God is the source. He is trying desperately to communicate with us, even now, trying to speak to us and trying to speak to our soul. And the more our soul gets it, the more we have the capacity to grow. Because this is really a picture of agriculture, isn't it? Growing, expanding. And so the first story has to do with the quality of our soil. Some hearts are hard. Some hearts are shallow. Some hearts are filled with worry, and they don't get all that God has for them. The second story we looked at, the seed was sown, but there also was an enemy that came in and was also sowing ideas and concepts. And those were the weeds, the wheat and the weeds. And those messages are available. I encourage you to get those foundational messages. The third story we come to today in Matthew chapter 13 is about sower, seed, and soil, again, including the smallest of seeds in the Middle East, the mustard seed. So here's the truth. Jesus says another story, another parable. He brings the story to them saying the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. There's the seed, which a man, that's the sower, sowed into his field, that's the soil. And I brought from my desk, because I keep mustard seeds close by, just to remind me of this story and the truth that we're going to look at today. And I've got a lot of mustard seeds in my little, I think this is a Cracker Barrel. I think this is Cracker Barrel. It is, right? And it's for the maple syrup. Well, it's probably not real maple syrup, but maybe it is. I don't know. But these are real mustard seeds. And they're very small. Oh, that's too many. I poured out like 100 right there. In fact, they're so small, if I throw them at you, they won't even hurt. Just blinded. There'll be a lawsuit for that one right there. Yeah, thank you very much. They're just so tiny. I'll put a few of them here. Well, some of them fell off my chair. But I've got, like, they're just so tiny. And notice that Jesus doesn't say, the kingdom of God is like a coconut. That's a big seed. The kingdom of God is small. In fact, that's the first thing we want to talk about. When we look today about the truth of this parable, the truth is this, you can note it, that God doesn't need to start big. God actually loves to start small. He loves for us to know that we don't have to have everything together to start a project, to begin a reformation. Small things become great in the kingdom of God. Small things become greater. And that's good for us to know. Especially, can I just say, for those that are here that just feel like you've come to faith, but not in a dramatic way. And sometimes you feel like, well, if my story was really dramatic, then I would really have God in my heart. If God would knock me off my donkey that you rode here today, right? And knocked me on my backside and blinded me and then led me into the city and had somebody open my eyes, well, then I'd know. That's how Paul came to Christ. He really didn't have much of a choice. God said, I want you. And I knocked you on the ground and I blinded you. And some people don't have that story. They have a small story. They prayed a prayer somewhere. And they didn't see a blinding light. And it didn't feel like a real tremendous move. Here's the truth. The kingdom of God starts small and grows great. In fact, Paul himself, who had this dramatic experience with God when he came to Christ and put his faith in Jesus, he writes to us and says, you know what God loves to do? God loves to take the small things. He calls it the foolish things. He loves to take the foolish things, the small thing, to confound the wise. He loves to do his work through small things. And so no one in this place should say, I'm too small for God to use. All you have to do is put your seed or your faith in his word, in his hands, and dramatic things will happen. In fact, the Bible is filled with people that felt they were too small for God to use, but God did incredible things through them. In the story of God's people being led out of slavery in Egypt, God chose a man named Moses. And when God chose Moses, Moses said, no way, Jose. And not exactly Jose. But he said, no, Lord, you have got the wrong person because I am too small. Don't you know my record, God? I'm on Egypt's top 10 most wanted list. I murdered somebody. I've been hiding out for 40 years on the backside of the desert so nobody can know where I am. I can't become something great. And he argues with God. He also says, God, I don't speak well. My tongue gets tangled up. You know what I mean? Some of you feel like that. God, you can use people that are good talkers, but not me. Here's the truth of the kingdom. Small things that begin to see things the way God sees them
that begins to see your life through his perspective. Small things become large things. In fact, God said to Moses, hey, Moses, all I want to know is what's in your hand. And Moses said, a stick. That's not like a dramatic, a stick. He said, that's all I need. I just need a stick. And if you put that stick in my hand, miraculous things will happen. He did that with David. Remember, David was little. He was the youngest of the family. You know, that's tough when you're the youngest of the family. Oldest is really cream of the crop. That's what I found. Got an amen, too, on that one, dude. All God, here's all God said to David. David, what's in your hand? A slingshot? It's just something small. But in the kingdom of God, small becomes great. When we start to see this small thing doesn't belong to me, it belongs to God. I give God my stick. I give him my sling. I give him the small seed of my life. And in the kingdom of God, small becomes great. There's no one in this room that God could not do something great with. That's a good thought. Nudge your neighbor and say, he's talking about you. He is. There's no one. There's no one. I know, and you go, but this is for somebody else. This is for the superstars that are sitting on the front row. No, it's for everybody. It's for you people way back there. It's for small things become great. Because he says, the smallest of seeds grows. And I want you to see this. Because this small mustard seed, it grows in a miraculous way. And I want you to start to see this, that you need to see your life through the eyes of faith. You need to start to see yourself. If you're writing some notes down, you need to start to see that God sees more in you than you see in yourself. God sees a potential in you that you may miss. In fact, that's when he teaches about the mustard seed. He says, hey, the mustard seed, verse 32, the mustard seed indeed is the least of the seeds, but whenever it grows, watch this, it's greater than the herbs of the field and it becomes a tree. Now, let me just ask. When's the last time you saw a mustard tree? Probably not, because mustard seeds are an herb. They're a small plant. And so there's a miraculous element to this story, that what starts out as an herb ends up as a tree, not just as a tree, but as a great tree. So when God looks at you, everyone else may see an herb. Or you could put the H on there. Maybe you're a herb. Maybe that actually really applies to you. I don't know. But God says, no, I don't see you that way. I see you through the eyes of faith. I see more in you. And the kingdom of God is alive in your life. I see more in you than you see in yourself. You are not defined by what other people think about you. You're not defined by your fears. You're not defined by your doubts. You need to be defined by the way that God sees you. You are not an herb. He sees you as a tree, a mighty tree. Remember David when he was chosen? Samuel was directed by God to say, go choose a new king for my people. And Jesse has a lot of boys. And he did. Jesse had 8 sons. That's a lot of boys, man. And Jesse brings all the boys out to meet the prophet Samuel. And Samuel goes up to the oldest one, of course, cream of the crop, ready to like put the special oil on him to say, you're going to be the king. Because you know oldest is cream of the crop. I even missed my amen for over there this time, so must have dozed off a little bit. And God says, no, it's not that one. So he goes to the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one, and the sixth one, and the seventh one, and he's at the end of the line. And God says, it's none of those. And he turns to Jesse and says, you got any more? Well, there is this one. And we needed to let somebody watch the sheep during this important ceremony. And so we left the small one out in the field. But God didn't see David as the small one. God saw David as a mighty tree, not a small herb. He saw him as a king. And he says, go get that boy, because that boy is the king of Israel. And God sees more. It's so important that you do not let other people identify you or give you your identity. That your identity comes from the way that God sees you, the way the kingdom of God sees you, because that's the only way that you can start to fulfill your purpose, your destiny. The enemy of your soul wants you to continue to see your life small so that he can limit your potential. Jesus comes along and says, no, no, no. When the word gets in your soul, it's all about growth. It's all about becoming more. It's all about seeing your life not as, not the way you were born, as an herb, but there's transformation in the kingdom of God. Actually, in the kingdom of God, you start out one way and you end up in the Bible calls it a new creation. You start out one way, but you come to God and God does something totally new inside of you, and you're not what other people say you are. You're not what your father may have said you are, or your mother said you are, or some teacher said you are. You are who God sees you, and he sees you as a mighty tree. And why is it important? Okay, you can affirm that. Somebody wanted to clap, so I'll let you do that. That's okay. I got time. Oh, no, I got time. Oh, no. Some of you didn't clap. Did you not like that? I know it's early in the morning. It's okay. But the more you interact, the better I speak.
You got it.
Now, why is this? I'm going to tell you why this is important. It's in this story. That this miraculous little seed that is planted goes into the ground like the kingdom of God. And it becomes so much more than it started out as, because that's what the kingdom of God does, that it starts to fulfill a life of significance. And this is what God calls you to, a life of significance. I call it like this. It's learning that you're a life well lived is a life that lives to give. So I'm going to write that down. Lives to give. Or if you're taking notes, you may want to write down, a great life is a giving life. A great life is a giving life. Watch how the story goes. The mustard seed is the smallest or the least of the seeds, but when it's growing, when the transformation takes place, and it does take some time, it becomes greater than the herbs of the field. It becomes a tree. It actually becomes a great tree. It becomes such a great tree that what does it do? It becomes a resting place for the birds of the air to come and nest in its branches. Because this is the purpose of your life. The purpose of your life is not for you to go around saying, what a great tree I am. Look at my branches. I work out. Not too much. I run, so my good muscles are down here. But it's not about, here's what, the purpose of your life, the purpose of the kingdom of God is not about you. This is why the enemy wants to keep you small. Just stay a little plant. Just stay a little, stay an herb. God's calling you to a tree. And the reason he calls you to be a tree is because the tree grows, and what does it do? It provides shade. We're in Florida. You love shade, right? You can tell Floridians. They look for shade when they're outside. They park their car like 4 miles away to get some shade because shade is important. And this is what this tree, it provides shade to people who are being scorched. It provides food because it's a tree that produces fruitfulness. It produces food for people who are hungry. It produces a place of rest for weary souls. And these are the kind of people you walk by every day. People who are scorched by just this world and the system of this world. They live beside you. They're at your workplace. And they're being burnt up. And what they want is to find some shade. And when you step into the room, you bring shade. You bring Something that will satisfy the hunger of their heart. A great tree produces fruit, fruitfulness. And you provide a place of rest. The birds of the air come and rest. Because a great life is a life that lives to give. So we should do an analysis of our lives. We should just look over this, maybe this last week. Where did my life give value to others this week? And when you live in the kingdom of God, every room you walk into, there's something for you to give. Even in this room, there are people in this room that need the kingdom of God to show up. And where does the kingdom of God show up? It shows up in you. And when you go to work, the kingdom of God wants to show up at your work. The kingdom of God is not about being in this house. The kingdom of God wants to be out there where you live. So people feel the blessing of God when you walk into a room and you bring shade and you bring what they need and you bring the supernatural to the table, because the kingdom of God is miraculous. And Jesus was a miraculous leader. He didn't just lead in a regular lane. He led in the realm of the miraculous. And the mustard seed reminds us that the kingdom of God is not about living a normal life. It's about living a supernormal life or a supernatural life. That the kingdom of God may start small, but it becomes so much more. In fact, the kingdom of God can move mountains. That's what he says. The kingdom of God can move mountains. And so after Matthew 13, there comes Matthew 14. And after Matthew 14 comes Matthew 15. And after Matthew 15 comes Matthew 16. And we get to Matthew 17. We're going to open just a passage there, because it's the next time Jesus talks about the mustard seed. And Jesus ties things together. When we're studying the kingdom of God, he says, hey, it's important that you understand. And he says this three times in a row, so we got to start getting it, that there's a sower, there's a source, it's the Lord, God is the source. There is a seed, it's the expression. And then there is a soil. In fact, when we do this study, the sower is always good, isn't he? The Lord's never messed up. The source is always good. That's what he's teaching. The word that the Lord sows is always good. It's the soil we need to work on. It's our soul that needs to become receptive. And that happens in Matthew 17. In Matthew 17, Jesus' followers have been empowered by Jesus and authorized by Jesus to go out into the communities and do what? Plant the word. See miraculous things happen. And so they go out and they pray for people, and the people are healed. And they go, all right! And they pray over people that have been attacked by evil, the evil one. And they throw the demons out and they go, all right. And then in Matthew 17, they come to this young boy who's there. And the father brings the young boy to the disciples. And the disciples pray and nothing happens. And they go, bummer. It was going so good until this point. And then the father does something. He brings the son over to Jesus and says, hey, I brought my son to the boys, your disciples, and there wasn't much success. And Jesus will bring the boy to me. And Jesus heals the boy, sets the boy free, delivers him from darkness. And then the disciples are very interested. They go, well, what was the problem, Jesus? And if you're writing it down, write this down. The mustard seed teaches us that faith moves mountains. And I keep this on my desk to remember that. When I've got a mountain day, when I've got a day that's bigger than I am, which is most days, I go, oh. It's important that I stay connected to the source, that I put my faith in the word, and I let it grow in my soil of my soul. So I keep them close by, because here's what Jesus says to the boys. The boys come and say, the disciples come and say, the followers come and say, Jesus, tell us, why couldn't we cast this demon out? heal this person. Why couldn't we? Everyone just say that so I don't want you to miss this just in the semantics. Why couldn't we? Just get that. And if you're taking some notes, circle the we. Because here's Jesus' answer. So Jesus answers them and he says, it's because of your unbelief, or some versions say because of your lack of faith. For assuredly, now this is so interesting. He says it's because of your relatively small faith, and then he goes to the smallest of seeds to make his point. He doesn't say, if you have a coconut of faith, you'll move mountains. No, he goes to this tiny little seed that he's just spoken about earlier, and he says, okay, it's because of your unbelief, but if you have faith that is like a mustard seed, then you can say to this mountain, move. How many would agree that's miraculous? That Jesus is talking about miraculous things happening. You can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And then this statement, which is incredible. Nothing will be impossible for you. How many would like that to be true in your life? Nothing will be impossible, because we are always talking ourselves out of the impossible. Well, you know, that's unbelief. Now, here's the key. Faith is not when we put our belief in the we. Why couldn't we do that? Faith is when you get your faith in the he. Not the we, the he. And there's a shift that Jesus is saying, and he teaches us. It's not about believing in, we're going to do this, we're going to see this miracle, we're going to move. It's not, you can't move mountains like that, but God can. You can't perform the miraculous. And some of you are never praying for the miraculous because you're totally convinced, I can't do the miraculous. And the answer is, yes, you can't. But it's also true that God can. And actually that God wants to in your life. It's not the size of your faith. It's the source of your faith. Does anybody know where this mustard seed came from? Any ideas? It's okay, you can talk to me. It's participation time. Someone said God. I think everything comes from God. That's true. That would be true. I bought it at Publix. But Publix, there's not a factory. Publix does not have a factory. Mustard making seed factory. Because Publix can't make mustard seeds. It actually came from a mustard seed plant. And where did that plant come from? Seed from another plant. And where did that plant come from? Let's just do the DNA. Let's do 23andMe on this seed. If we track this seed back, plant to plant to plant to seed to plant to seed to plant to seed to plant to seed to plant, we eventually end up in the Garden of Eden when God says, let there be, and there was. The source spoke a word, and that's where the first. So here's the thing. Every time I see a seed, it's about he, not about we. It's about me getting clear on, oh yes, I don't move mountains, but I actually trust, believe in the one who made the mountains. That's what the mustard seed is about. It's about getting you back to the place of God is the source. And when you trust in him, when you believe in him, miraculous things become more possible in your life, not just in the church house, but in your house. That you, with a small, you don't even need a lot of faith. What is the seed again? It's the word. You just need one good scripture. You don't need the whole book. This is good. You should read the whole book. But you don't have to understand the whole book for it to work. You don't have to have all the mysteries figured out. You need one little seed. And if you trust that and the source of that, the miraculous becomes possible in your life. And don't talk yourself out of it. Don't go, but I'm too small. Start small. See the opportunity through the eyes of faith. Stop looking at it through the eyes of Jesse. Oh, that's never going to happen. That boy could never be the one. Oh, no, he is. He's the great tree. And the great opportunities that you face for the miraculous to take place, that faith can move mountains in your life. In fact, there are many, many people that are here today, and you need the miraculous. And you can walk out and sort of rationalize and go, okay, I'm just going to keep living the way I am. Or you can come in touch with this truth that it starts small, but it goes big. And the miraculous is not far from this place. The miraculous is actually present right here and right now, because the kingdom of God is in this room. Because the king of the kingdom is in this room. What's his name? Jesus. And he's here, right? And he's the king of the kingdom. And he's the one that says, hey, don't let your unbelief limit you. Take the limits off and believe that mountains are going to move in your life today. I could have got a better amen on that one, because that was good. Thank you to the 10 people that are with that. I'm just going to tell you, this is why this is important. So many people in the kingdom of God live smaller lives than God wants them to. They have enough faith, they know they have enough faith to believe some of the truth, but not enough faith to believe in mountains moving. And what God would like to do in this generation, when our kids go to El Salvador, he'd like to see some mountains move over there. But he doesn't want to just move mountains in El Salvador. He'd like to move some mountains right here on the coast of Florida, right here in our community. He'd like to move some mountains in your life. So I just want to pray that we'll just connect with the source. Stop even, not me, that we'll hear his word and we'll let it go into the soil of our life. That like a mustard seed, it will start one way. But there's transformation. It becomes a tree, it becomes a great tree for the healing and help of others. And so just in this moment, Holy Spirit, I welcome you to come to take the blinders off our lives. And help us to know that the mustard seed is important in understanding the kingdom of God. That there's something miraculous that takes place when the kingdom is present. Herbs become trees. Small becomes great. Mountains move. And all of that is possible here, now, today. Do it, we pray, in the mighty name of the one who does the wonder working. Not me, not we, but he. The name of Jesus. Everybody says? Okay, our prayer team that prays, I'm going to ask our prayer team just to come immediately if they would. Just our prayer team, just come on up. I want you to get ready. You're going to pray for people in the name of Jesus. And we're going to ask. Because there's people in this room that need the miraculous. And so we can talk about the kingdom of God. But there's a wonderful scripture that Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians 4:20, and it says this: the kingdom of God is not just a matter of talk. Teach, 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 talk, 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 talk. He said the kingdom of God is about power. And that power is present here today. So the kingdom of God is about power, and we're going to pray that the power of God does the miraculous and that mountains move. So if you are here and you need the miraculous in your life, I'm going to ask you to self-identify. And I know there's some humility in that, but God loves humility. I'm going to ask you to self-identify, just saying, I need a miracle in my home, in my life, in my family, my health, whatever area, but you need a miracle. I'm just going to ask you to stand up where you are. Just take a step of faith and say, that's me. I need miraculous in my life. Go ahead, just stand up. Go ahead. It's okay. That's good. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you encourage others too, and you stand up and go, okay, I won't be the only one, and that's good too. Because according to your faith, be it unto you. Why couldn't we do it, Lord? Well, that unbelief stuff. And I want to pray. And our team is going to pray for you today for the miraculous in your life, in your home. And we're going to believe. We're going to believe that mountains move. Because that's what Jesus says. Do you think any person that's standing, team that's ready to pray, do you think any person that's standing, that something would be impossible? Jesus doesn't say that. He says, no. Nothing will be impossible to those that believe. So I'm going to ask those who are standing to just come. Our prayer team is going to pray for you. So just come now. Go ahead. Just step out and come up. We're going to pray for you. Just come on. That's okay. Everyone can stand too because I'm going to pray for everyone. But let our team come on up here. I want you to pray. And it's not hard. Team that's praying, just ask. Just pray in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to bless you guys, and the worship team is going to just lead us. After my prayer, you're welcome to come and join the prayer team that's praying. You're welcome to receive communion if you'd like today. There's a communion on the right-hand side and the left-hand side if you'd like to receive communion before you leave. You want to go with the grace of God, we welcome you just to go. If you've been a guest here, please stop by our volunteer, our VIP room, our very important people's room. We'd like to meet you there. We're just glad you're here. And just know this. The kingdom of God may start small, but it goes big. God wants to do the incredible. So here's our prayer. Lord, I just pray the blessing of the Lord to continue to rest upon our prayer team, even while they're praying right now. They're praying in the name of Jesus. And just like we saw yesterday, miracles are taking place. Because you said, mountains will move. In families and homes, mountains will move. In physical conditions, mountains will move. In financial weights, mountains will move. And so we're just praying that as we think about this mustard seed that transforms from one thing into another, that this miraculous moment would be present because the kingdom of God is here, because the King of the kingdom is in the house. And we believe, God, that you can do anything and that with God, all things are possible. I bless you in the strong, mighty, and majestic name of Jesus. I bless the communion for those that would like to receive communion. May you come and receive from the hand of Jesus, and may miracles take place in the strong name of Jesus. Everybody says together, everybody says it, amen. Ah, yeah, go ahead. We can clap our hands. That's good. We love you guys. And you can come forward for prayer, for communion, worship team. Please lead us if you would.